the 16th century, cancer was discovered. However, now in the 21st century, you have discovered the cancer-kicking mindset of Aidan Murphy. From fighting a beast of inoperable cancer to battling the caustic mindset that very much comes with it, allow Aidan Murphy to enter your moment, where his experience can help you deal with this life-changing event. Just go to AidanMurphy.com, where this fighter's engaging and dynamic blogs and podcasts are waiting and wanting to hold your hand and help. AidanMurphy.com, a real inspiring home in a virtual world.
From Dunshaughlin, Ireland, welcome to another cancer-kicking podcast from Aidan Murphy.
It's podcast number 6, recorded on the 15th of September, 2017. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday. Not to me. Well, half to me, maybe. But it's happy birthday to my tumor. Welcome along to podcast number 6. So in this podcast, 12 months, what's happened? Am I getting better? Am I getting any worse? Can someone tell me what's going on? Or do I know already? Welcome along to the next podcast. It's, as I said, 15 minutes, 14 minutes tops on my end if I can get away with it. I don't go for long talks, as you know. So you're welcome aboard. Enjoy the podcast, folks. Great to have you with me. If someone said it was a whole year since I got my diagnosis that I had inoperable gastro cancer, I'd say, nah, it's not a year. Couldn't be a year. Maybe 7 or 8 months, but not a year. Well, it is a year, folks. In fact, it's a year and 5 or 6 days, nearly a year and a week, to be honest. And wow, what has happened in that year, or what hasn't happened in that year, isn't even worth talking about. But that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's like a year of having a ball and chain around you. It's a year of being totally restricted. It's a year of feeling sick. It's a year of the biggest question, I suppose, is, well, what's going to happen to me next? And of course, I don't know the answer to that. Only the man above knows that, and, well, let's be honest about it, he isn't giving too much away, as he doesn't, does he? For my part, I'm in the best quality medical care I can possibly get in the Bonsecure Private Hospital. I'm lucky with my oncologist, Professor Oscar Brannock, and his medical team, staff nurse Jackie, oncology nurse Dave from Trim, another med man, and many more along with him as well. So there are my knights in shining armour, along with my other knights in shining armour, the more silent knights, as I call them, the people that run the Gary Kelly Cancer Support Centre in Drogheda, and they allow me go there as often as I want. I take them up on their offer once a week, every Thursday, for my mindfulness and relaxation classes, which are worth the paper that they're not written on. So, what have I learned in the last year? I've learned how to be brave. I never thought it was brave. I don't want to put applause on myself, but I think I've a bit of bravery stuck into my head and my stomach somewhere. So that's good. That's a good thing to have, I'm sure, not a bad thing to do. But I've learned to put others before myself. Because as I always maintain, you know, if you think you're having a bad day, or even me for that matter, just people in a worse situation than we are. Okay, I have what I have, but there's no camera on me, you can't see me. I'm actually standing up recording this. Why? Well, first of all, it sounds better when you fill your air full of lungs, but because I can is the answer. There's people that can't stand up, folks. So who's better off, me or them? And I don't mean that in a patronising way, but I'm just saying there's always somebody worse than me and worse than you. So I've had numerous scans. I've had numerous blasts or dose of chemo into my body. That cocktail, that dreaded cocktail. But you know what? As one of my friends, Anna, has taught me, you know, don't be aggressive towards the fix. You know, it's here to help you. The chemo is here to assist. It's killing the good things, but it's killing the bad as well. And I had to learn that. And thank you, Anna, for pointing that out to me. I've learned to smell the roses twice, I suppose. And I've learned to do things slowly, savour the moment. A bit like chewing your food. Just don't bite off the piece and swallow it. Chew it and enjoy it. And over the past year, that's what I've been trying to do. Along with trying as best as I can to live a normal lifestyle, which is next to near impossible. But that's the card I'm dealt with, and we'll play the game accordingly. I've been lucky the last maybe few days. My chemo has been given a 2-week moratorium, or break if you want an easier word. So for the next 2 Tuesdays, I've no chemo, thank God. I could do with the break, my body could do with the break, and my mind could certainly do with it. It knows there's no chemo tomorrow, and there's no chemo the next day or the next. So that's good. But it's only there because my body needs a break. Or so my oncologist tells me. And if my professor is telling me that, well, he knows best. Who am I to argue? And I'm going to certainly try and enjoy it, or rather, savour the moment if I can. So what happens after two weeks? Well, I don't go back into chemo straight away, but I do get a scan. That dreaded word, scan. People in my position don't like that word because, well, the truth is about to be told in very uncertain terms, or very certain terms, I might add. A picture speaks 1,000 words. My next CT scan is going to tell me whether my tumour is listening to my chemo, whether my chemo is beating my tumour, or whether it's a stalemate. It hasn't moved. My chemo is still the same dosage, and the levels of danger to me are still at where they were going on to my chemo. All this has to be decided. And if I hadn't been going to my Gary Kelly cancer classes, I would be driven up the walls right now. I can assure you my mindfulness classes that have been taught to me in such an expertly way down in the Gary Kelly Centre, they've taught me how to handle my mind, how to read my mind, how to understand my mind. That to me is what mindfulness is all about. And because of that, I'm not worried about my scan in 2 weeks' time. Am I concerned? Yes. Is it keeping me awake at night? No. Why? Because it hasn't happened yet. And we don't know what's going to happen when it does happen. And until it does happen, we're parking it right there. Because that's the future, and we're living in the now. I've never even thought of how many people will be reading my blogs or listening to my podcasts. My friend in America, Micah Glenn, he's ours, I share him with everybody. He's the world's first paraplegic hot air balloon pilot, as you know by now, I'm sure. Mike says to me, Aidan, when you give your talks and you do your blogs and you do your podcasts, just speak the truth. Because that's all you need to do, and that's what I'm doing. I'm speaking the truth, and I'm just so glad that I'm not wasting my time or my energies on it, that people are listening to it. And because of that, I'm getting something out of it as well. It's a massive benefit to me too. Extremely therapeutic. So thank you for joining me on it. All I need to do now is, if I can somehow find a magic pill or a magic formula to dissolve the extreme exhaustion that just clobbers me. It's horrible, it's weird, you know it's chemically induced, and that reminds me I'm still sick. But you push through it, as you do, and my friends and family, wow, my friends, my real friends, and my real family, my in-laws in Navan, they've been so, so kind to me over the past year, and they've got tons of more fuel in the tank to help me along. I just hope I have enough fuel to go the distance, but with everybody's help, including yours, I'm sure I will. So if I have omitted it till now, thank you so much to everybody for over the past year, for being there, being here, not there, being here with me, and for me and to me. It is so much appreciated. You have no idea. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm going to cut it short now before I get a little bit emotional. As I said, I'm only human. We're 10 minutes into the recording session now. I think I've said my piece. I'm 1 year on. I have a scan in 2 weeks' time telling me what's going to happen next or what did happen and how to resolve anything else that's coming along the way. It's just one of these things, you know. I just hope that I'm beating it. I don't want to draw a match, folks. First of all, I don't want it to win, obviously. I'd prefer not to have a draw match. I prefer me to be victorious in this. And I know I've no patience. I know that. It's my famous trait, I think, that I possess. No patience. I think it runs in my family, to be fair. But anyway, I'll run with it, you know, but it's my intention to totally just wallop this and beat it. So, that's my piece. Happy birthday, Mr. Tumor or Mrs. Tumor. I'm not sexist. Enjoy your stay for how long you've left, because if it's... if I've got anything to do with it, you're going, and you're going as quick as I can get rid of you. So thanks, folks, for listening. Very much appreciated. So there we have it. I think that's my shortest podcast yet. Or is it? Sorry, it's not over yet. I'm still recording, I'm sure. So... thanks for listening, guys and ladies and girls. Wish me luck this weekend, by the way. It's the Lord and Lady competition for the Inchoctin Harvest Festival. And a friend or a colleague of mine has nominated me to be part of it. So I'm answering questions to do with the Lord part of it. So if I come victorious, I think I become the Lord of Inchoctin. Kind of funny thinking about it with a lady. But listen, just think there's four or five of us involved, male and female. Best of luck to all my colleagues involved in it too. It's there for the fun and the crack. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be sleeping a lot of Sunday this weekend just to be informed for it. So something to look forward to. And thank you again to the lady that nominated me. Much appreciated. And thank you for listening to this podcast. So with that, it's Murph over and out. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you in podcast number 7.
Stay connected with Aidan by heading over to his website, aidanmurphy.com. From there, book Aidan to give an inspiring motivational talk to your workplace, college or club. Read his popular blog, tune into his podcasts, follow him on Twitter and LinkedIn, or simply catch up with him on Facebook. AidanMurphy.com. A real inspiring home in a virtual world.
Fighting inoperable cancer has its extra hidden downfalls too. When serious illness comes, work generally does not. As much as Aidan is totally committed to providing and publishing his inspiring and very popular blogs and podcasts, the cost for paying for hosting and high bandwidth for these still have to be met. If you or your company are interested in a sponsoring deal that can help with this, then Aidan would love to hear from you. Simply send an email to hello@aidanmurphy.com and we'll take it from there. Thank you.